This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on this week's New American Songbook, KMUW's Zach Gingrich Gaylord looks at what happens when great music isn't enough.
A critic of any art has two jobs. The first is to measure a work, whether it's a song, a painting, or whatever, and set some criteria. How does it work technically? How do the methods employed advance the content of a piece? Is there a consistency between the narrative and the structure? The second job is then to take stock of the piece and how it exists in the world. Does it add or subtract meaning? Does the piece move forward an understanding of the world, or does it maintain the status quo? I've thought a lot about this as I've been listening to the much-anticipated debut album from Brooklyn-based Flatbush Zombies. The trio is associated with the larger Pro-Era Collective, whose members include A$AP Rocky and the Underachievers, a group at the forefront of a kind of lyrical renaissance in hip-hop. Flatbush Zombies is billed as psychedelic hip-hop, which basically means they talk a lot about using acid. Measuring the work on its own, the album is probably great. The rhymes and deliveries are sharp and rhythmically complex, and the music is at times gorgeous, containing a dynamic range not often found in the constantly forte radio mixes we're used to. But placing the album in the context of the larger world reveals a narrative with a dismaying lack of innovation. The violence is at best typical, the use of drugs is gimmicky, and the description of women is horrifying to hear in 2016. Maybe this album speaks to somebody. After all, we forgive a lot in music for the pleasure of the catchy hook. But I wonder if we, the audience, can do better for our artists, letting them know that we believe in them and their skill, but that there are some tropes we can no longer abide, even when packaged with beautiful music. For KMUW, I'm Zach Gingrich Gaylord.